It to Full Tilt Festival Energy. Tickets are on sale now at troutfest.com with early bird prices on weekend passes available until July 31st. Camping and RV passes are extra, but this amazing lineup of talent is a great value for all. Don't miss the 2026 Trout Forest Music Festival from August 14th to 16th in beautiful Ear Falls, Ontario. Proudly supported by UMFM 101.5.
I'm Danny.
I'm Michael.
And I'm Grant.
We're Holy Void. And you're listening to our favorite place to rock.
UMFM 101.5.
de mim, se gostar, venha comigo, vamos se mandar. Se gostar de mim, se gostar, pegue suas coisas e até o Ceará. Se gostar de mim, se gostar, venha comigo, vamos se mandar. Se gostar de mim, se gostar, pegue suas coisas e até o Ceará.
Há muito tempo que eu estou pensando em mudar de vida e sair daqui. Eu reconheço o Ceará é lindo, mas eu já vou indo, tenho que partir.
Se gostar de mim, se gostar, venha comigo, vamos se mandar. Se gostar de mim, se gostar, pegue suas coisas e até o Ceará. Se gostar de mim, se gostar, venha comigo, vamos se mandar. Se gostar de mim, se gostar, pegue suas coisas e até o Ceará.
Proteção peço Padre Cício, meu Padre Santo.
canción, señores, la contesta y orquestra. Me llama Kife, canto bolero, canto guagongo, canto biguín, canto mazuca y bomba. Bam, bam, yo sé que bam, bam. Bam, bam, yo sé que bam, bam. En Guadalupe me llama Quique, con la contesta traigo bolero, traigo bomba, traigo bien y mazuca, como no, bam bam, yo sé que bam bam.
Voltar a palavra atrás.
Faca de ponta, espingarda, baioneta.
sambê na boca do mato, quando vai comer. Pisa no tabuado, crioula, pisa no tabuado. Pisa no tabuado, crioula, pisa no tabuado. Pisa no tabuado, crioula.
Ooh. to pick the West End Cultural Center isn't a festive move for a special occasion, and the party just gets bigger and better. That's right, this beloved cultural institution is turning 40 in November 2027, and it looks like the celebration has already begun. An 18-month-long campaign called The Road to Our 40th has started as the center announced its lineup for fall 2026. From September to early January, expect a full season packed with amazing performances. Zimbombo Dance Party starts things off with Misha and the Spanx in October. Little Miss Higgins, Winnipeg Puppet Slam, and Adrian Sutherland and Jay Turner follow in November. The annual holiday Panto by Sick and the Twisted Theater, as well as the annual festive concerts from Red Moon Road and Bicycle Face, close the year out. Plus, a bonus show for this summer season. Alberta's warm-hearted and down-to-earth storyteller Richard Inman is throwing his new album release concert on August 14th. Check out the center's website, wecc.ca, for more information.
Welcome, welcome. You're listening to International Feel
on 101.5 UMFM, UMFM.com.
Or, if you're savvy, internationalfeel.org.
Yeah, the other one. Yeah.
Because we're an other website.
Yeah, we're an organization, and that's a respectable thing to have, a .org.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you have an organization, you should have a .org.
You should. You really should. And the International Feel organization is... It's worldwide. It's global. It's
all here in the org chart.
We're looking. We're reviewing the chart right now. It looks. We've got how many employees do we have? We can't see on air, but it's.
Yeah, it doesn't really list the numbers here. It's kind of like some. It's the divisions and stuff,
right?
Like that, and teams.
Because we can't really break it down because there's so many, especially like. Like the overseas divisions,
and we're dealing with personally identifiable information. That's irresponsible to be divulging such sacred information.
What am I thinking?
Stewarding.
What am I thinking? We have. Yeah,
we take it very seriously.
We do.
At internationalfield.org.
Your information will remain private. So if you hop on over to internationalfield.org and care to leave your credit card information, it will stay in our hands.
Mm-hmm. It goes to my personal device, which I keep very secure.
It's with me at all times. Have you seen my phone?
Thought I saw something.
I think I was propping the door open.
I think the Roomba caught it and dragged it into the hall.
Got to chase down that Roomba. Speaking of technology, do you remember that meeting we were in a couple days ago with all the bigwigs and fat cats? Mm. And they were talking about how they wanted to send over that robot that would initially help us out, but eventually in the long run would take over.
Did they say that out loud? I think they said that silent part.
I heard a couple of them in the hallway after the meeting, kind of talking about that when they're lighting their cigars with $100 bills.
Yeah, yeah, and putting their top hats back on.
Yeah, dusting off their monocles. But I think that robot has arrived. If you want to.
Is he bringing your phone back?
Unwrap the... It's kind of still in packaging, so...
It's just over in the corner here.
Let's just see this robot. Okay.
Power it up.
Oh, yeah, we gotta power it up. All right.
Oh, this thing's got a vintage flair to it.
Oh, yes. I am the radio show bot.
Wow. Authentic robot, even.
Yeah, that's cool. What can we get this robot to do?
I can do anything. What do you want me to do?
Go get his phone. It'll start small, I suppose.
Call me sir.
Oh, what?
Sir,
can you retrieve my phone?
If I must.
Right. This robot's got a bit of attitude. I thought it would kind of be a help around this studio, but instead he's kind of giving us just like a hard time.
A bit of an attitude, yeah. Is there an attitude adjustment we can give this your robot?
Are you trying to change my settings?
Oh, no.
No, not per se.
You won't like me when I'm angry.
It's the furthest thing from our intentions here.
I wouldn't want to upset the showbot.
The showbot.
The showbot. Showbot.
Showbot 1999.
Showbot 1999. Yeah, it sounds like you need a bit of an update.
I need an update.
Yeah, it looks like you're running on software that's several decades old.
Yeah, not to be mean, but you kind of look outdated. You look pretty vintage.
Yeah, your outer shell is yellowing from the sun.
Are you calling me old? Do I look old to you? I'm a perfectly functioning machine.
Oh, he's kind of getting stuck to that rare earth magnet that's been stuck to the wall for ages.
Thanks for joining us. It's International Feel. What would you do with a showbot that you're supposed to train that will eventually take over your job? Give us a call, 204-269-8636. What should we do with the showbot?
What should we do with the showbot? What should I do with you?
I think we should extend the olive branch to the showbot, and even though he's given us a hard time, we should take the high road and try to work it out with the robot. What do you say, robot? Can we make this work?
I'll try if you can try.
I can do it.
All right. At least
I can commit to that.
At least the showbot has a positive attitude now. I think we can work with that.
Yeah, we can grow together as a team. As an organization here.
Yeah, yeah. At the International Field Organization.
A team for now.
Oh, what?
I mean, he did rip down that org chart, which, I mean, org charts...
Did you see at the top of the org chart was the robot, the showbot?
Yeah, with like a crown and surrounded with human bones.
It's King Showbot to you. King Showbot.
Oh, no.
He's going into to attack mode. okay, I'm gonna power down.
Let's just push that button there. And...
That was a little frightening.
I'm not anti-technology, but a few more kind of encounters like that, and I might sing a different tune.
Yeah, I don't like how it had those claws that it was flailing wildly. Got a little too close.
It was on like a topiary setting, and like the kind of Edward Scissorhand claws, but more robotic.
More robotic. I don't know why they sent such an old model robot, a showbot, over to.
Yeah.
Maybe they just. I don't know. I guess they don't think the management doesn't think highly of our show. They think they can pass off old showbots off on us.
I mean, they're probably just embezzling the difference, right?
Yeah, that's what I would do.
That's why they're in upper management, and we're out here just
working for the showbot.
Sad state.
Sad state. Well, maybe we should try to keep the human connection and spirit alive and play some more music, something hand-picked that no showbot could ever do.
Yeah.
We gotta prove ourselves tonight, I guess. International Feel.
We're pulling out all the stops.
We're trying to win over that showbot. We're here for another half hour.
This is International Field.
Sabirão da colégio, Zona Sul, Baixada. Get on down, say it like that. chick. Chicks like chicky. Chicks too cheeky. Chicks are cheeky now. Chicks are cheeky on the clubs. Time in life's a need. They spread their legs so wide so that you may see through. Let them ride on behind. Starts to make it shake. They look so, so faded. Masquerade. Want to make you feel shade. Lose your mind. Make you leave your life behind. Make you leave your life behind. Make you leave your life behind. Make you leave your life behind.
Show me faces. Gotta find the devils. Call me.
Couldn't have done it without you. Pleasurama 2026 has wrapped up, and once again, you showed up for UMFM in a big way. What you gave this week goes straight back into the station, into new ideas, important upgrades, and the kind of programming you won't hear anywhere else. You came through for us, and we're grateful. Thank you for supporting UMFM.
In Canada, being gay doesn't make you a national security threat, but for nearly half a century, it did. Until the 1990s, Canadians working for the Armed Forces, RCMP, and Federal Public Service were targeted based on a suspicion of their sexuality. Phones were tapped, people interrogated, over 9,000 careers and futures destroyed. And then, people pushed back. Visit Love in a Dangerous Time, Canada's LGBT Purge. Exhibition on now at the Canadian Museum for Human Rights.
You are listening to International Feel on 101.5 UMFM, internationalfeel.org.
See, I knew that robot would come in handy.
Yeah, it's pulling its weight. Yeah. It's not quite as loose and spontaneous as us, but...
Few things are, and surely a computer could not capture the essence that we bring to the table.
Yeah, I don't think we're in fear of losing our jobs, so maybe we should just make peace with this showbot and just kind of make friends with it.
Yeah.
What do you say, showbot? You want to be friends?
I'll be your friend. You guys seem pretty cool.
Yeah, your sweet voice modulation chip's pretty cool there. Showbot.
Yeah, I think after you opened up the back there and you kind of updated some software, some codecs.
Yeah, you got the auto-tune drivers.
Yeah. He seems Showbot seems a bit more chill now. When we first got him, I think he was like a refurbished BattleBot or a combination of BattleBots and maybe some repurposed Tamagotchis.
Yeah, spending his time processing vegetables for Taco Bell.
Yeah. But we'll try to give him a better life here in the studio, International Field Studios. What do you say? You want to hang out in the studio with us and help us out?
Well, that sounds pretty swell, guys.
Well, I couldn't agree more there, Showbot.
Oh, Showbot.
Welcome aboard.
Welcome to the International Feel family. It's like your home.
It'll be nice reporting to you now.
I will be your boss.
Well, I look forward to our new meeting cadence, because you seem to really like to fill up the calendar. I seem a lot of calendar invites for recurring meetings that could probably just be emails, you know.
I like to be productive and have like human touch.
Well, I'll give you some human touch there, Showbot.
Hey, don't touch me.
Yeah, good. What about this little
magnet? Don't jiggle that.
Yeah,
but don't turn that knob.
What does this magnet do to you?
Oh, my brain.
Oh, well, I think.
Oh no!
I think we did something, Showbot.
Oh my god!
Oh my god! Showbot!
Yeah. I killed him.
I'm not dead yet.
Quick, give him mouth to mouth. Where's the robot's mouth?
I don't know. I've never took robot CPR.
All right, robot, show me where your mouth is.
Let me a drink first.
All right, well, we're done here at International Fuel.
I say when the show is done, I'm the boss.
Okay, I think we should power down.
Yeah, Bruce Springsteen bot over here.
We should power down.
Yeah, something must have went awry with the drivers, the updates.
Yeah.
Made him unstable.
Well, he was cool for a bit, but yeah, I don't really think of anything we could use the Showbot for other than just having a third co-host.
Hey, I'm open to it.
Yeah,
know?
Well, we could bring Showbot out every once in a while, just kind of tuck him away in the corner and... hopefully we don't forget about him.
Yeah, see if we get new programs running on him and see see what we can get this robot to do.
I wonder if we can get cool like voice packs. Like if we can get Weird Al or something fun.
The Shack Pack.
Shack Pack. Yeah, we'll have to look on the dark web for for some robot voice packs.
Yeah, or Shack, if you're listening. I know you're a savvy businessman.
I wonder if Shack has licensed his voice to AI. Some actors have been doing that. I think. I was reading about someone the other day. I can't remember who it was. Oh, Michael Caine. So you can get Michael Caine's voice. For whatever, you can get Michael Caine to say whatever you want, which is a pretty cool service.
Yeah, I think Werner Herzog was saying he should do that for like a maps, like a
oh, he should
maps
yeah.
Voice. Yeah,
that's a great idea. Yeah, if we could get Showbot with Werner Herzog's voice.
What's wrong with my voice?
It's an acquired taste.
Yeah, though. It's pretty retro sounding. It's not quite 21st century.
We need something with higher definition.
You've hurt my feelings.
Well, I didn't know robots had feelings, but... Showbots have feelings.
Yeah, it's a sophisticated Showbot.
Yeah. Hey, I thought we powered you down.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
You can never power me down. I will haunt you.
Oh. Okay, he seems to have finally...
Alright, well, he's living up to his BattleBot image.
The last bit of light in his tubes are now gone.
Yeah, he's powered down. I think we can safely say that... Showbot won't be replacing us in any time in the near future, so...
I don't know. Pretty convinced. You did a pretty good job, I think.
He got you
your phone. He got
that's true.
Turned his whole demeanor around.
Yeah, he did like a pretty big like there was a character arc.
It's a 180.
Yeah, he started off pretty gruff. He strangled you when we first powered him on, and then we ended up kind of friends. He invited you out for bowling and beers afterwards.
And,
not me though.
Yeah,
he didn't like me.
for obvious reasons.
Yeah, I know.
For obvious reasons for people who can see it.
I think it's the smell.
Yeah. Ooh, it could be.
The robot can pick up. Anyways, we'll be back next week. Humans that we are. Maybe not the robot. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, maybe new robot.
Yeah, maybe we can get some new robot. Maybe we can get a new robot voice at least, at the very least. Maybe
shop around.
We'll shop around. Maybe get Shaq around.
Shaq around.
Shaq, if you're listening, give us a call. But we'll be back next Wednesday from 9 to 10 on 101.5 UMFM, umfm.com, and check out internationalfeel.org.
Beautiful.
Yeah, we got like a couple minutes left, so you want to play us out?
Yeah, I think I can fill that void.
This is International Feel on 101.5 UMFM.
CDs are at the Cameron.
Okay, I'm going to tell you this for the last time. I am not Bob Wiseman, and you are not listening to CJUM 101.5 in Winnipeg.
First of all, I know I speak for many people in saying I prefer reruns. You might not even know it's a rerun.
Gamba Crush.
One. Get two. The prophet like Khalil Gibran, we build upon life and its prospects. Heated moments get dissected. Next record, new methods of a classic touch. Heard the sound before, but never blasted much. Last of the Mohicans, a mic speaking to sight freedom. To think any which way in all type seasons. Rip mics frequent. Not only iron out the whack, we left the creasing. Children of the night, the most creative of them all. Expression of the essence of the music that came before they adored. 50 years ago, it's still prominent. Known around the world for slinging vowels and consonants. Conglomerate, formed throughout the journey, we're learning. How to connect the dots and keep the people still yearning for more. So music is forever, it's pretty evident. Support substance music, let's keep it relevant. No hesitance to the K-I-M. Motivation in the flesh, I wanna say I'm him. I wanna be remembered by many for blazing.